This podcast is brought to you by St. Joseph's Episcopal Church in Boynton Beach, Florida, in the United States of America. You can find us at stjoesweb.org. Come visit us when you are in town.
Please be seated. Or fall down, whatever. I need all the kids. I need the ones in the back. Come on. I need the two boys. Come on. With or without. Oh, some good-looking kids here. So, I can't see where I'm going, but other than that, I'm going to come around. You don't want to what? You don't want to sit there? Well, you want to sit there? Okay. You want to go back? Go back. It's okay. Hang out. Yeah, just hang out a minute. It won't be long. I don't have that much to talk about, believe it or not. Wow, red hair. I should have got some red hair. How are y'all? So my wife made me do this. Sounds like Adam and Eve, right? She made me do this. So today we just heard the story about who? Who is that guy that we just heard about in the gospel that Mother Mary Ellen read? Bartimaeus and Jesus, right? You got the Jesus part right. Thank you. And what's this story all about? Was Bartimaeus, yeah. He was very good, and he wanted to go back with his mom or dad. Thank you. What's your name? What's your name? What's your first name? David, and everybody calls you RJ or DJ? RJ, okay. I'll never forget you because you knew the answer. So I just want you to look at the kids, right? And how about the big kids, Sue, yeah. Tell me what you are.
I am Happy Hollow Thank Mass, otherwise known as a Target shopping aisle. Christmas one side, Halloween the other, and Thanksgiving on top.
Guess where she works? Other than when she's here for 60 hours a week. So anyhow, back to Bartimaeus, right? He was a blind man, right? And he couldn't see. And what did he do? He yelled out to Jesus when Jesus went by and said, "Help me, save me," right? He was yelling. And the crowd was going, what? What did the crowd do? I'm going to say again. They're trying to say, be quiet. In fact, they're going that word that we're not supposed to say. Shut up. Be quiet. And then what did Jesus do? Ben, you're on it. Here.
He gave him his sight back.
Very good. But first he said to the crowd, what did Jesus say to the crowd? Anybody remember? God, I can't see. Hang on. There we go. He said what?
Just say it.
What did Jesus? Okay, freezed up.
What do you think he said? What would Jesus say?
Stop making fun of him.
Pretty much, yeah.
He told the crowd. That's good. Thank you. I like the Blue Jays costume, by the way. I love baseball. Anybody watching baseball? Yeah? Who do we have here? Do we have Yankee fans or Dodger fans? Yankees, put up your hand. I just want to see. Okay, a few Yankees here. How about Dodger fans? Ooh, more Dodger blue. I'm a National League guy, I got to tell you. But anyhow, they're going to New York, right? And things might change. I always like seven. I don't care about you. I like seven games. I just want to see it happen. So let's see, what else? What else? Where was I talking about? Oh, yeah, Bartimaeus, right? And Jesus. And Jesus said to the crowd, bring him here, right? Yeah, first he said, they were saying, shh. And then Jesus said, let him come, right? And so Bartimaeus did what? He came. He threw off his cloak and ran up to Jesus. Now, he was blind. Imagine being blind. Can you imagine being blind? You can't see anything. And then someone saying, come on. How do you get there if you're blind? If you're like walking through this crowd of people, how would you possibly get to Jesus?
Feel where I'm going, and I'll get there.
Okay. Well, people helped him, right? First they're saying, be quiet. Next thing they're doing, what? They're saying, yeah, he wants you, come up, and now they're helping him. Is he still blind? He hasn't been cured yet, right? And then he gets in front of Jesus and says, what? Please help me, I'm blind. Oh, wait, you got to say that again. Hang on a minute.
Please help me. I want my sight back.
That's exactly what he said. Probably with that voice, too. That's awesome. And then Jesus did what? This is an easy one. We know this part. Okay, come here. I want DJ. You're my buddy now. You get it.
RJ.
He gave him his sight back.
Gave him his sight back. Very good. Yeah. I was calling, it's RJ, right? RJ. Yeah, that makes sense, right? Okay. I'm sorry, I can't hear. I got this stuff in my ears. So, because I'm a minion. Anyhow, so it's all about, and then Jesus said, your what has saved you?
Faith.
My gosh. I'm so glad you can faith. Your faith. Well, you got the F-A right. Faith. Yeah, not your faith, but yeah, your faith has saved you, right? And so I just wanted to talk about what is faith? Does anybody know? Just shout it out. And I want some folks over here, too.
Faith is like you depend on it.
Okay.
It's hope.
It's hope. What else? What are other words for faith? Miss Red Hair Beautiful. Red Hair Beautiful Girl. What's faith? Do you know what faith is? Or what would you say it is?
It's
like something inside you, right? You just believe, right? That something good's going to happen or something's going to happen, right? That's faith, right? And that's how... So, do you know how electricity works? How? Albert Einstein. But how does it work? Yeah, and how do we use it? Do we just flick on a switch? Use wires? But do you see it?
No.
Come over here. RJ, both of you, come here. Because I don't want to go over there anymore. I'm tired. I'm kneeling. I don't do this much anymore. Come here. Okay. Oh, Zach. Yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't recognize you. Come over here. I saw your cool outfit, but I didn't recognize you. Zach knows a lot of stuff, too. You guys are the big guys here. So let me ask. Let me get a little bit. So do you know how electricity works? Yeah.
Energy pulses form one source of energy that spreads out.
And how does it work? I know he's smart. Thank you, Zach. My wife made me wear these too. She said, if you don't wear them, I'm going to see it. So I had to wear them, right? So I know. I don't look quite like a minion. But I got, you know, I'm doing what I can. But what are you supposed to be?
Jafar.
Okay. All right. Sorry. My kids aren't smart. But yeah, you look great. You're killing it. Yeah, you look great. Stand up. You gotta show these people this. Yeah, tell. They haven't seen you. You're so low. Yeah. Yeah. Come in the middle. Go in the middle. Look at that. Turn around. So that they wanna see you. See? They're the ones with the cameras. Nice. Yeah, when you go out, I want you to kind of go down the aisle and everybody can see you. Okay, so we're talking about faith. But we know when we turn on a switch, the light goes on, right? Right? Screw in the light bulb, it works. Thank you. Say that again.
Every time we flick on a switch, we should hope that it always turns on.
Gets back to what? We have faith that when we flick on a switch, it will come on. Unless there's a blackout. But that's the hope, right? That there isn't a blackout. Good point. There's always the general rule and the exception. Thank you for bringing that out. You might be a great lawyer someday. You have questions.
Who's Jafar? Huh? Who's Jafar?
Aladdin. Actually, I didn't know that. That was my question, too.
And
come here.
Jafar wants to hurt Aladdin, so then Jafar could marry Jasmine.
That's right. Thank you. But what happens in the end? Tell me the end. Here.
At the end, Aladdin and Jasmine get married.
So Aladdin had faith that you wouldn't kill somebody and therefore, right? So that's faith too. There's like a happy ending, yeah. He died. Manana. All right. So that's like enough. One more.
How did Einstein make electricity?
Ask him. He did it, right? Einstein didn't make electricity.
George Washington?
No. There's one more man. How about Thomas Edison?
Ben Franklin,
actually. Very good. You're on the right track. So that's another day. You need to investigate that. So go online, and then next week, come tell me.
Father Michael, thank you so much.
Thank you. You're welcome. Hey, high five. Bye. Yeah. You guys were great. Thank you. Oh, go that way. Sorry. All right.
I'm going to steal the moon.
Right. No, I'm not going to do it. Thank you very much. Thank you, Sue. Come on. All right. So Faith. Dude knows too much. One little something for all of you to kind of think about, if I can find it. We know that Bartimaeus was persistent. We know that he had a lot of faith. Let me get this thing off my head because I'm sweating. And we also know it's an important part in this gospel today that it wasn't just Bartimaeus that was healed. It was who? The crowd was, be quiet, shut up, all that stuff. And then the crowd, after Jesus called Bartimaeus indirectly, he asked the crowd, bring him here. And the crowd was the one that said, go. So one moment they're like, be quiet, shut up, we've seen you've been around town too much, begging us, and the next moment, Jesus said to the crowd, call him here, meaning Bartimaeus, and they're the ones that called him. So Jesus indirectly called Bartimaeus, and then the other interesting thing about this gospel is, then Bartimaeus comes up, he's healed, but who else is healed in this gospel today? The crowd. Isn't that interesting? They're hardened hearts against this guy that they, he's always around town begging, right? He's the scum of the town, basically, in their mind. Now he's the hero of the town, and they're the ones that called him. So the another very important part of this is that Bartimaeus calls Jesus. Jesus calls the crowd. The crowd then calls Bartimaeus. And then Bartimaeus comes up, and is not only is there a healing, but there is what? A call to come and follow me. The opposite story happened a couple weeks ago, right? The rich man comes up, what must I do to inherit the kingdom of God? There's no healing, but Jesus says, sell everything, come follow me. And the rich man did what? Dejected, walked away. And I have a feeling that maybe later on he spun in his head and he did something, right? So, Jesus is always healing, we know that. And Jesus is always calling. And it happens all the way through today. And a lot of times a call happens not just individually, but communally, like it did in this. The crowd's heart and hearts were cracked, and they realized they were part of a bigger scene, and then everybody in that whole place was healed, right? It happens in churches. Have you ever been on a committee at a church or done altar guild or something or been in any type of church work where you feel called to do something and then what? You join a group of people and everybody's raised up. So it's a lot of times not individual call, but it's communal call. The daughters, ECW, the brotherhood, right? All those things are individual call and also a communal call. And it raises everybody up. So what does it mean to us today, right? That's always the question. What about us? What about us sitting here right now? Know that God is calling you, right? And then our answer is just like Bartimaeus. And this is the end.